You are now in the cipher of the Last Show podcast, but don't fret. Yeah. I'll take care of you. Come on. Grab my little arm. It's stronger. What? This is the Last Show podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Shane Williams. On this show, I'm really upset about Ohio State losing. So, you know, the podcast opens real weird. I do get a chance to talk about how bad the NFL has been this year, how many games I've been watching this year. And I'll talk about the Seattle competition, which I don't want to talk about, which is the reason why the podcast opens weird, which is the reason why I'm tired and why I'm recording this on Monday. Thank you for listening to The Last Show. This is called The Last Show because it may be it. I don't know what's going on. Welcome to the Last Show podcast. I'm your host, your maestro. I'm laughing at Adele in the background. I didn't know what song to start the podcast with. It's Chasing Pavements. You know what? I actually played that song because it's supposed to remind me to actually listen to the new Adele album. I guess the new album is 24. Because she goes in succession of, you know, how many years it takes her to find love. So the first one was like, I think 13, and then it was 19, and it was 24. I think she has kids like in a family now. I assume she got her vocal cords fixed. At one time, she had faulty vocal cords, start canceling concerts and stuff like that. Someone told me she was good live, which, I mean, I'm not sure. Because, you know, it was a guy telling me it. And no disrespect against guys commenting on females that are known strictly for singing, but he may have not known what he was. Like, oh, it was entertaining. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I need an affirmative answer. I seen her on TV. I think she was at the when she did the Skyfall. I seen her at the Academy. Oh, I muted my microphone. When she was at, I guess I could have edited that out instead of telling y'all I muted my microphone. But we're on ground zero, man. This is how we work the podcast. But I seen her on the Academy Awards when she did the soundtrack for that Skyfall. That's the only thing I know about the show. I think I just popped the speakers. So anyways, maybe she is good live, but I got to listen to the new album. You know, I listened to the Travis Scott, something like that. Yeah, maybe I'll have a review on that next week. Another reason I played the Adele is I had to calm down my blood pressure. Ohio State lost over the weekend, and I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, games, they don't mean as much as they used to, and like, especially college too. Like, these guys ain't getting paid anyways. Like, why should I even care? You know? And I thought I was over it. Like, I watched the Cavaliers lose the NBA Finals and I was like, oh yeah, they lost. And then I got on with my life. I am infuriated by Ohio State losing over the weekend. Like it was there and then it was gone. And now it's like, it's back because today is Monday. The game happened Saturday and it's like, ah, no big deal. And then I go about my life. I got a busy, busy schedule and I just got better things to do than sulk. But now that it's Monday, I'm off today completely, nothing to do. And this is normally a Tuesday podcast. I'm so fired up. I fired up the podcast on Monday and opened the show with Adele. I am off my game, people. So they lost over the weekend. So now that it's Monday, you know, ESPN has their normal shift in. So, you know, so everything is Ohio State lost. And it reminded me of how pissed off I am. And then I realized the pissed off toffity wasn't really washed off of me. It's still like sunk into my elbows. And I'm ticked off. And now I sound like one of those guys. The play calling, the whole thing it's infuriating. Infuriating. I'm getting messages in the background. I'm getting retweets. These are people periscoping the show. I'm lying. You can tweet me, by the way, at Courtney Shane on Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter as well. You know, I don't know where I'm going to lead you, but, you know, you can follow me. I'm not under illusion that I'm actually, you know, doing something followable. Like, I'm not Jesus. But, you know, if you want to see me spout off, yeah, follow me on Twitter. But the loss to Ohio State completely changes everything now. Now they're no longer gonna in the playoff picture, you know, as we speak now. I mean, yeah, things could change. as a fan, obviously, I would like things to change. I definitely think they're going to be better for the loss, but they were undefeated. They had a chance of having back-to-back undefeated seasons. Well, actually, they had a chance of having three undefeated seasons in a row. Three. And now it's over because of horrific play calling. I mean, horrific. Horrific play calling. I mean, obviously, you guys probably didn't watch the game, but in the game, Ezekiel Elliott, who happens to be the best running back over the last six games, he's had 100 yards in every single game. He gets 11 carries in the game. 11 carries. And they lose the game. So after the game, in one of the most gangsterous moves of all time in college sports, he comes out publicly and says, I should have got more than 11 carries. I'm better than that. I deserve. Whenever somebody throws the word deserve into any conversation, hellfire and brimstone is going to come shortly thereafter. Anytime somebody hits you with a deserve, because no one deserves anything. No one deserves anything. You know what I mean, you get lucky. You don't deserve anything. I mean, who gets to decide who deserves to live and who deserves to die? What are you, Pontius Pilate? Like, I mean, what do you mean you deserve? So whenever someone hits you with the prerequisite of I deserve, the next thing that's coming is some shade at somebody they don't like. So he said, I deserve more than 11 carries or 12 carries or whatever he had. He goes, and I deserve that. And then he volunteers that that's his last game. He says, you know, this is my last home game. After that, I'm out of here. And there's only two games left in Ohio State season, two scheduled games left in Ohio State season. So he lets everybody know, this is my last home game. I ain't coming back next year. And he goes, you know, there's no way I'm coming back next year. No way. So he hits you with a deserves. He throws out some shade. And then he lets you know, I don't even really care because I ain't going to be here next year. And he happens to be the best offensive player on the team. Gets the ball 11 times. Which brings me to why I'm most pissed off. The quarterback for Ohio State, JT Barrett, is one of the most limited quarterbacks I've seen. However, in the system they run, a limited quarterback actually benefits more than a more talented quarterback. And let me explain. JT Barrett runs a spread offense type of pattern. So for people that watch only the NFL, he runs something, you know, similar to what, you know, the Eagles and Chip Kelly run, or Colin Kaepernick, or, you know, Cam Newton. Where the better quarterback on Ohio State team is Cardale Jones. He runs more of a pro-style offense, which would be like a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, a Drew Brees, throwing the ball down the field. But because the head coach of Ohio State is a guy that likes the quarterback to run, that Colin Kaepernick style of quarterback is beneficial. So the worst quarterback actually gets to play for Ohio State, while the best quarterback sits on the sidelines, which is usually fantastic because of the way college is. It's wide open. The quarterback running completely changes everything. The issue, however, is that Saturday, it was raining during the game and wind just blowing hard. Wind blown hard. So what happens when you have a extremely limited quarterback that can't throw the football, it's raining and the wind's blowing, you know he ain't going to throw the ball. So now all you got to do is stop him from running, which would make you think you would give the ball to the guy that's had 100 yards rushing in the last six games and has currently had the current NCAA, you know, consecutive game streak for a 100-yard game. You think he would get the ball. Oh, no. Let's give it to our limited quarterback that can do nothing but run, that completely shut down the offense. And after the game, you got guys coming out saying, this is my last game at home. I'm out of here. And then you got me screaming on the couch as I lose my mind. Lose my mind. And I thought I wasn't a fan. I thought I was over this, man. These are college kids. I might as well be at AAU games with another guy's jersey on. I mean, what kind of a depressing human being am I? It's college kids, you know, college kids. I'm losing my mind. So, you know, now I'm pissed, you know, and I thought I wasn't pissed until Monday. Now I'm watching TV. Now I'm pissed. Now I got to tape a podcast on Monday and open up with Adele chasing pavements. I'm chasing pavements, Adele. That's what's happening out here in these streets. I'm battling uphill for no reason at all. I'm chasing pavements. I'm supposed to be better than this. I'm chasing pavement. What am I? I didn't even go to school there. I'm chasing pavements. Pavement be chasing. Ridiculous. Now what? Now what? I'm going to watch the game this Sunday. That's now what? Wrapped in my Ohio State blanket. Yes, I got an Ohio State blanket. Don't ask me any questions about it. I'm going to wrap myself up in a swaddling Ohio State blanket and my Ohio State hat with my Ohio State hoodie on. Next to, what else do I have? My Ohio State shirt. Yes, I'm going to watch the game. While I watch what time it is on my Ohio State wall clock. Yes, I have all those items in my house. I'm chasing pavements. Crying on a podcast. I feel better now. I got it off my chest. You know, now these 19-year-old kids can go out next week and get concussions for my entertainment. What? As far as the college football playoffs now, I mean, now it's wide open. Ohio State was basically the last big name team that was undefeated. You know, now there's no one undefeated now that's a big name team. I think like Houston or something like that may be undefeated, but you know, they're not gonna do anything there. So that's it, man. Ohio State, they still have a chance if. But then now they need people to lose. See, and that's the position you don't want to be in. In life, you don't want to be in that position where you're rooting for other people's failure in order to move up. Even though that is the way life works. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, in some weird way, everybody's trying to get somebody else's job unless you, like, just invent a new space, which is impossible to invent unless you, like, you know, even if, I mean, what's the last thing that just invented a completely new space that didn't challenge anybody else's job? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you go to the best, Uber. I mean, taxi cabs out of business. You invented CDs, vinyl records go out of business. You know, somebody comes out with the internet. I guess the internet. The internet is probably the only thing that's been invented that didn't challenge anything else. The internet. And everybody can use it. Like, I use the internet, you know, just as much as Apple uses the internet. It's actually a level playing field in some weird kind of way. So, hey, look at that. We've made progress. I just broken through. See, it's all that Adele I was listening to, man. It helped me break through at the end of the show. So, Ohio State needs some teams to lose. It depending on people to do bad. Maybe they get back in. Maybe they don't. But, you know, if they don't run more than 11 plays for their best player, they have no shot. No shot. I didn't watch any NFL games this week. This whole, like, Black Friday thing is really, like, tiring me out. You know, and I got other things going on. I'm doing a, you know, Seattle competition, which I really don't want to talk about. It was actually on my list of things to talk about was Seattle competition. But, like, I don't want to talk about this doggone competition. Like, you know, in a week, maybe we'll talk about it. And maybe we won't. I mean, let's be honest here. I talked about it last show. I swear, like, the whole last podcast was about the Seattle competition. And the craziest thing about it is no one's really, like, here and there, people say something about it. Here and there. And I block everything. By the way, if you're posting on my timeline on Facebook and it has something to do with the Seattle competition, now I'm talking about the competition I don't want to talk about. Crap, man. Jeez. I'm chasing pavements out here, man. Darn it. Man, all right, two seconds on the competition. If you're posting comments on my page or posting, sharing things to my page about the competition, I have timeline review, which is the greatest invention in the history of Facebook, and I'm not adding any of those things to my timeline. So, you know, just let you know. Maybe later on I will, but right now I can't wrap myself up in, oh my God, let me get on Facebook. Let me tweet about, you know, no. I got to be locked in. You know what I mean? LeBron James style.
Nah. I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world.
That's what I got to be.
That's simple.
Locked in. So, you know, that's that. And I don't really want to talk about it, but it's just been super busy because of that, you know? So I haven't got to watch this month. Like, the Ohio State game's the first game I got to watch. Everything else, like, I'm getting updates on my phone. You know, it's like I'm back in, like, 1989 all of a sudden. I'm waiting on the newspaper to throw on my lawn yesterday's news. Like, that's the life I'm living right now. This Black Friday thing is killing me. Killing me. Because I'm trying to get the sales before the sales actually happen. But none of the stuff I want is on sale. Like, I'm not even sure what I want. You know what I mean? Like, maybe a good sale on shoes, a new hat, something like that. I got an Amazon gift card in the mail the other day. That was, like, the coolest thing to happen. It's got a $25 gift card. It's dope, you know? But I'm waiting on the sale so I can jump and pounce on the sale. That's what I'm waiting on. So, Black Friday thing is driving me crazy, man. Driving me crazy. I did, however, get to watch some of the NFL. I started the Seahawks game. And then I went to make an omelet during the Seahawks game. Then I came back and they were up by like 27,000 points. And then I just turned the game off and started doing something else. And I think I just started texting random people. Hey, what are you up to? I don't know. I'm real defeated after this Ohio State game. Could you talk to me? You're busy, wife and kids? Okay. I'll call one of my other friends. So yeah, man. NFL this year, though, not good. Monday night game tonight, it's just the games haven't been good. People getting concussed during the games, and they keep playing. The one dude, didn't he almost break his neck last week during Sunday night football? He played yesterday. Like, and even though they keep forcing players that aren't ready to play back on the field, the it's still not good. Like, the games just aren't good. Like, this may be, unless something crazily intriguing happens, this may be, like, the first Super Bowl I don't watch in, like, 5 years. It might be the first one I just do not watch. I mean, then again, I don't watch every Super Bowl anyways. Like, I don't have time for that, you know. I watched Seahawks Super Bowl last year. That was a good one. I watched the one year before that. But there's one Super Bowl, like, one of those, Ravens something, you know, Saints something. I didn't watch that. You know, I got better things to do than sit around, you know, for 3 hours and watch, you know, Super Bowls. But NFL hasn't been that good this year. It doesn't seem like they're still making a lot of money. I think, and what is up? You know, like, every month now, the NFL has to celebrate something that they have actually no vested interest in celebrating, aside for the fact that they're probably getting a kickback on a check. Like, why are all the coaches wearing camo? Like, wearing camo all of a sudden makes you support war or makes you support the troops. Wearing camo? Is that all you got to do to support troops? Wear a camouflage hoodie that you try to sell me on your website for $55? The craziest thing, and this is even the same, like, with the breast cancer thing. Obviously, I know when they sell the merch, whatever, a certain amount of it goes to that specific fund or whatever, you know, but if that's the case and you're trying to do that, you know, just put like a little vase outside of the stadium and have me throw my change in it, if that's what you're doing, you know. Why do I have to buy the hoodie? How about this? You sell me the regular hoodie for half off and you take the other half that I would have paid and you donate the money. I mean, if you really want to support the troops, support the troops. How about this? You give away the hoodie and give them the money. How about that? Yeah, supporting the troops, why? Because you're wearing camo? Because you're out here looking like Norman Schwarzkopf? Like, honestly, enough. And you're trying to camouflage these coaches, and they don't... the camouflage doesn't make sense. Like, who's losing the Andy Reid on the sidelines? Like, nobody. It's like 378. No, I mean, come on. Don't put camouflage on him. Put an entire tree in front of him. Yeah, support that. Maybe let a troop play. How about this? Maybe let the troop, like, be designated punter. You know, something cool like that. Support the troops that way. You know? Perhaps take a week off. That'd be a support. You wouldn't do that. So anyways, I don't know why I went on that rant, but I'm opposed to the selling of the camouflage getup to make me think like you support the troops. Like, no one's buying that stuff. And that's the same stuff that they can't sell, you know, so it lingers on the website until like this summer comes and they're like, oh, 50% off. And you're like, oh, why do I want a camouflage Bills hat? You know, and then you forgot all about the troops the hat represented. Now this thing is on clearance. I think once it goes to clearance, I don't think the troops get any of that money. I'm reporting that exclusively. I don't even know if it's true. I just said it because it's funny. But I don't think the troops get any of that money. So now I'm distracted. I got Black Friday. I got people in camouflage. I got bad NFL games. I'm like, man, who's going to stop this? Adele, you come on over here. Chase some pavements with me. So we'll see. We'll see how the whole thing shakes out. I'm like rooting for the Carolina Panthers now. I really like Cam Newton. And I also like the fact that people hate him. And I say people generally. I don't know you specifically. I'm sure specifically you're listening to the shows. Oh, I love Cam Newton. I don't have a thing, you know, with black people. Who? Who brought up black people? Interesting. But I'm rooting for the Panthers. Just because other people don't like them. I like that kind of anarchy, you know? I like that kind of stuff. Like, I'm rooting for Brock Osweiler to take Peyton Manning's job. Not because I think Brock Osweiler is better, you know, because, it, you know, it throw a monkey wrench into the program. I root for stuff like that. I root for, like, Johnny Manziel to be good to the point that, like, the Cleveland Browns have to make a decision. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I root for some weird stuff like that. Stuff to, like, just overthrow the government. Like, I want the Cowboys to win every game and the Super Bowl. And I want Greg Hardy to be thrown in jail at halftime. Like, that's the kind of stuff I'm rooting for at all times. So, that's what I'm doing, man. But other than that, I've just been super, super busy. But the cool thing is that I do have a comedy show coming up that's open to the public. And even at the show, you know, then I'll talk to, you know what? I will talk about the comedy competition at the show. That's a little carrot I'll dangle in front of you. My show that I produce every month in Seattle, it's the first Sunday of every month, is Stand-Up Style Comedy Showcase. It's at Naked City. And it is, actually, you know what? Let's wrap up, you know, no, we're going to wrap up the show next. It's at Naked City. It's December 6th, and it's going to be a dope show. The headline of this week, or this month, for December 6th is Brett Hamill. Really dope to have Brett Hamill on the show, and really fun comic. Writes for City Arts Magazine, does like some comedy feature stuff in there. Also has his own like political show in front of a live audience. It's like the Daily Show style of thing. It's like a real like live audience, and it sells out. He runs that out of Seattle as well. That's a really cool show. And his show was featured at Bumper Shoot this last year at the Bumper Shoot Arts Festival. So Brett Hamill's a really good guy. If you want to get tickets, you can go to standupstyle.brownpapertickets.com or go to my website, CourtneyShayWilliams.com. It's on the front page of the website and you can get tickets there. Also on the show is Cameron Mazuka, he'll be featuring on the show or showcasing on the show. And you definitely come out and see him. A very high energy comic based out of Seattle as well. A really funny guy. I've actually got to work with him a few times. So it's pretty cool to have him on the show. It's going to be a fantastic lineup and night of comedy and the whole nine. And he, funny enough, runs the Midnight Show, which occurs at midnight in Seattle. He actually asked me to do the Midnight Show. But I have this weird rule where I don't like being up after like 10 o'clock, which really throws a wrench into the Midnight Show. I mean, it throws a wrench into my career in general. I've always told people my goal is to be like famous enough at comedy where I could start all my shows at like 6:30. Do like a 6:30 and then like a 8:30 and then just go home. Like that's my goal, you know, and play PlayStation in the green room. Like that's what I'm working for. Those are the perks I want. You know, when you show up, people have perks. Yeah, I need M&Ms and no blue M&Ms in my M&Ms. You know, and I need coconut milk. My stipulation ain't going to be that big. Hey, first show 6:30, second show 8:30, and I need a PlayStation 3. That's it. That's all I need. So it's going to be a dope show. Go check it out. You can get tickets, like I said, at standupstyle.brownpapertickets.com. And look, people that buy tickets in advance, get your tickets at a discount. You can get tickets. The normal price is $10, but you can get them for $7 with a referral discount. Comedy. When you buy your tickets, type in comedy. There's a section that says insert code. Do you have a code or some weird thing like that? Just insert yes and then put comedy. That's a referral discount for the people that come out to my show or see me or listen to the podcast or follow me on Twitter. That's for you guys. Use the code. For all the strangers, they get charged full price. Like this is work. You're part of the secret society of the Courtney Shane Williams podcast in the last show. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Now, let's wrap it up. But thanks. Thank you guys for listening to the show. You can follow me, like I said, on Twitter at Courtney Shane. If you want to email the show at contactcomedicpros@gmail.com. Also, if you want to see me performing upcoming, this is the finals of the Seattle competition. You can go to their website, seattlecomedycompetition.org, and see all the listings. The next show, I think, is tomorrow at Washington Athletic Club. That's a private show. And then the show after that is, I don't know, man, somewhere else. I think it's in Bremerton. Vashon Island, actually. But the full schedule is at seattlecomedycompetition.com, and you can get the whole thing there. And, you know, I'll be at the shows, and afterwards maybe we'll talk, you know, and maybe we won't. Hopefully by that time I'll be over the fact that Ohio State lost and I won't have to play Adele on the podcast next week. But, you know, if I do, I will, and we'll do. But thank you guys for listening to the Last Show podcast, and I appreciate you guys. Email me. Check me out. Definitely go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, and I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Remember, Steamboat! And pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man.
Aha. Aha. What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.